Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, January the 13th. Just want to say today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. So I'm telling you, do it, do it. Today, we have it's called dissecting the Sixers win. Like, what I do is I like dissecting, I like dissecting how the Sixers performed after a win or a loss the next day. And last night, the 76ers beat the undermanned Sixers, defeated the undermanned Miami Heat, 137 to 137 in overtime, right? Oh man, it was an exciting game, let me say that. But it was an ugly game. I mean, ugly. I mean, when you think about it, the Miami Heat had 8 players. Sixers had 10, which is great for the Sixers, considering they had 9 the game before, and they had 7 two games before that, right? So, 2 games ago. So when you look at it, it was like, wow. You in the Miami Heat played without a lot of top competition, like a lot of Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, a lot of guys like Kendrick Nunn, Goran Dragic. I mean, a lot of their best players didn't play. So when you figure out that the Sixers went to overtime and they had Joel Embiid, 3-time All-Star, Ben Simmons, a 2-time All-Star, you know, Ben Simmons, a 3rd-team All-NBA player, and y'all got to go to overtime with this team, I mean, that's not a good look. So I want to talk about that, right? I also want to talk about, this pandemic thing that's going on. I mean, I keep talking about it over and over again. Talk about the second segment. Talk about James Harden. You know, talk about, and then in the third segment, you know how I do. We just talk about things that come to mind. So, you know, we're going to do that, right? So those we're going to do. But I'm telling y'all, you know, the Sixers played this game Tuesday. You know, I flew into town yesterday from Atlanta, came home, you know, took myself a nap. I'm saying to myself, like, I took a nap, you know, once I got off the plane, whatever, then got up, got dressed, took a shower, the whole nine. I mean, took a shower before I got dressed, of course, and then head over to the arena. And I'm thinking, like, you know what? The news of the day is basically the new protocols that the league set in place for COVID. Like, this game is going to be a blowout. I mean, how can it not be? You know, Ben Simmons is back after missing the previous 2 games. They have 3 starters and like Danny Green and Joel and Ben. And then they're going to have Mike Scott. And they're going to have the standout rookie and Tyrese Maxey. Like, this Miami isn't going to have a chance, right? So then you look at it. Joel Embiid has to score 45 points. He has to have 16 rebounds. And he has to have 5 steals in order for this team to win. I mean, you look at it and you say, wow, if Danny Green doesn't tie a team record, 9 threes, if he doesn't have a career high 9 threes against this team, the Sixers probably won't win. And then you look at Ben Simmons' stat line, right? You know, these are the games where offensively you look for Ben to step up. Offensively. I mean, Ben Simmons had a game-high 12 assists, right? That's good. But it's hard to overlook his remaining stat line of 6 turnovers, 6 fouls. He fouled out with over 3 minutes left in regulation. 5 points and 2 shots. That's all he had was 2 shots. One shot came on a a 4-foot bank shot in the second quarter, and the other one was a fourth quarter dunk. You know what I mean? While Doc Rivers keeps defending Simmons' lack of shooting, the Sixers needed much more for their second best player on the night when they were playing undermanned. I mean, honestly, think about it. If this was the Miami Heat and they had Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and let's just say, give me a third starter. Let's just say Miles Leonard. I'll go Duncan Robinson. So if they have those three guys and the Sixers did not have Joel Embiid and they didn't have Ben Simmons, this game would have been a blowout. On paper, you would say. You would have said that this would have been a Miami Heat blowout. But the tables were turned. And they had to go to overtime. I mean, Joel had a hell of a game. I mean, Joel was straight balling. He was balling. He had a heck of a game. He just didn't get the help he needed offensively from Ben. The Sixers need to get more production. Now, again, I get it. You know, Ben does everything to help with the stat line. Like, he had 12 assists. His job is to get everybody else involved. I understand that. But he had 6 turnovers, 6 fouls, right? I mean, he was supposed to dominate this game. Now, Danny Green, big ups, mad props. Mad props. My man had a great bounce back game. Great bounce back game. I mean, we're talking about a guy who made 9 threes after missing all 7 of his 3-point attempts, all 9 of his shot attempts the night before. But he showed up. But you mean to tell me if Danny Green, Faye, made only 4 threes, the Sixers probably would have lost? Now, if I'm Doc Rivers, I'm a little concerned. I'm concerned from the standpoint that, you know, I'm looking at the 76ers and I'm saying to myself, like, wow, we're 8-4, we're in second place. But we don't look good. I mean, maybe the first 8 games were fool's gold. Now, maybe I can look at it and I say, hey, we're undermanned. We're doing what we have to do. But if I'm a coach, I'm walking away from that game and I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned by walking away from that game. And we'll talk about that when we get back. The one thing, though, I'm not concerned with is Built Bar. And hey, hold up. I want to give Built Bar a shout out. Now, you know, you guys know how much I love Built Bar, right? So the people from Built Bar took care of me. Yesterday when I got home, I got a mixed box of candy. Built Bar from Built. I call it candy because it's like chocolate. But I got a mixed box of Built Bar, right? Of all the different things. Oh my gosh. I had to eat it, right? So when I got in the house, I was like, whoa, this is for me. So I ate it. And I'm telling you, so good. I'm looking at one right now. It looks like a candy bar. I'm sorry if you can hear it. It's gluten-free, no preservatives. Right now, this is coconut, right? It's 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar. Like, I ate 2 yesterday when I got in the house before I laid down. I got home last night, I ate 1, and I had 1 for breakfast. So, Built Bar, you might have to send me some more. But no, I'm telling you guys, this thing is great for you. It tastes great. It's good. It's healthy. And all these different flavors. Now, let me tell you something about Built Bar if you don't know. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. For people who don't know, in addition to being the Locked On 76ers host, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So you can read my stuff at Inquirer.com. You can also go and purchase a Philadelphia Inquirer or a Philadelphia Daily News. You can follow me on Twitter at PompeyOnSixers, on Instagram at PompeyOnSixers. And what you need to do is, wherever you subscribe to a podcast at, subscribe to this podcast. This is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week covering the 76ers. Now, I talked about being concerned. And when it comes down to the concern, what I'm talking about is, if I'm the Sixers, you know, the concern has to do with, hey, let's face it. They only beat two teams right now who have a winning record. The Charlotte Hornets, 6-5. The Orlando Magic, 6-5. Right? So you look at it, they beat the Charlotte Hornets twice. Charlotte looked like a young team that couldn't deal with the Sixers, right? The Orlando Magic looked like a young team that couldn't deal with the Sixers, right? So when you look at it and you're saying this team is 8-4, but they only beat two teams with a winning record right now, and both of those teams are a game over 500, that's when it gets a little concerning. And that's why I said if I'm Doc Rivers, I'm concerned. Now, again, you know, if Tobias Harris was here, if Danny Green was here, if Shake Milton was here, I think they would have defeated the Atlanta Hawks. I think they would have defeated, maybe it would have been closer with the Denver Nuggets. But all you have to look at is when they played the Brooklyn Nets with those guys, well, Seth Curry didn't play that game. Sixers didn't look good. But also, we got to remember that Brooklyn was out their three best players. Now, all I'm saying is the Sixers have to get better production from people. Guys have to be more consistent. Early on in the season, you know, you talk to Doc Rivers and they're saying, you know, guys are learning this, they're learning that. Guys just have to be more consistent. Like one night, Danny Green goes 0-9. The next night, he makes 9 threes, right? And as much as I want to put a lot of stock in it, it was, you know, great to make 9 threes, career high. But this was a depleted Miami Heat team. He was supposed to do that. You know, Danny Green, you know, is going to be going down as one of the top role players, 3-and-D role players in the game. He has 3 rings, as he said. I got 3 rings, right? That's what he said to a heckler, right? I got 3 rings. So the thing is, what I'm saying is, it's one of those things that, you know, you expect him to do that against that Miami team. Now, as great as it was, you expect them to do that, right? But you also expect the other guys to be a little bit more consistent and step up. But Joel Embiid, man, I can't argue. Joel is balling. Like, I'm really impressed with Joel. I mean, really impressed with Joel. I like the leadership that he shows. I mean, Maxie made a mistake. In the past, Joel would pout, he would do this, he would do that. Nah, he just like yelled at the young fella. And like, ah! Maxie explained what happened. I also like the fact that Maxie didn't take it personal. I like the fact that he used that to basically motivate him. I mean, you could tell guys who are sons of coaches. Like Maxie's father was a coach at SMU. His father was his high school coach, right? You know, he you could tell that this guy has a high basketball IQ. You could tell that he takes constructive criticism. I think that the way Joel came down on him and Joel was instructing these guys is only going to make those young guys better. But I like the fact that I see that leadership. I like that I see Joel, even though he scored 45 points, he let the game come to him. In the past, there was times when Joel, I mean, I remember there was times where Joel had 29 points in the first half. He would wear himself out. He would only have like 5 in the second. You know what I mean? We wrote, oh, Joel had 34 points. But most of the damage was done in the first half. He was gasping for air. Late in the season, what happened? Joel Embiid will wear down. Nah, he's taking what teams are giving him. He knows at the end of the day, he's the best player on the floor, and he's going to do it. So I like what I see in him. I do. I just need to see more consistency from other people. And again, I get it. We can come out here and we can say, but they were on demand. Man, they look like they played Little Sisters of the Poor last night. I don't want to hear that. They had 2 all-stars and one of the all-time great three-point shooters. And they had to go to overtime against a team that played without their best players. So, you know what I'm saying. Like, come on now. Come on now. I don't want to hear that. Now, the one thing that y'all want to hear about is Bet Online. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. I'm telling you. It's pretty good. Now, wherever you subscribe to a podcast, you can subscribe to Locked On 76ers Podcast. This is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week. In addition to being the host of this podcast, I am the Philadelphia Inquirer's beat writer. You can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. The same for Instagram, Pompey on Sixers. Now, you know, right now, the Sixers play the Miami Heat tomorrow, Thursday. We'll see what that game is going to be like, right? We'll see. We'll see if what the Sixers are going to do. You know, I expect that probably, well, I shouldn't say I expect. We'll find out what the science says. But, you know, the Sixers probably for Saturday's game at Memphis, I believe that basically, if everything goes right, they can have Shake Milton back, Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, and Vincent Poirier back, right? There's a chance that Furkan Korkmaz could return as well. So that's great for the reinforcement. Now, the thing with Seth Curry, who has COVID, I guess you think, like, on paper, like, a target date could be next Wednesday against Boston. But, again, it's one of those things where he has to test. He has to take a cardio test. There's a lot of things that he has to do to be cleared. But, you know, you assume that could be the earliest for him, right? So, the Sixers should be full staff. But, again, like, they got to step up. They got to play better. You know, they lost 4 games. You know, all their games that they won, they had their complete roster, right? When they had everyone, they won. So that's a good thing. The problem is they only beat 2 teams with a winning record at this particular time. So the Sixers' schedule is going to get tougher. And they need these guys to step up. They do. They need for players to step up for them to get to where they want. If not, I mean, they may have to make some trades. Because right now, it just seems like, you know, this team just doesn't seem like it's capable of winning. They just don't have guys stepping up. But hey, I want to thank y'all for listening and have a blessed day. Peace.